Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Right now, the wisest of us are Ned in the first reader. We are working on the first third of the alphabet from God's perspective. So no, I don't care how many doctorates you have, how many languages you speak, compared to what He knows about things, you don't know anything yet as you ought to know it, and you cannot impress Him with what you know. You can't even begin to. There's no way. Your Father on the throne, when you talk to Him about something, is going to go, I never thought about it like that before. Not even close. You can't impress Him. You can't get His attention with what you think you know. If any man think that he knows anything, what's the reality? You don't know anything yet like you ought to know it. Not just could know it, ought to. But verse 3, here's our salvation. Here's our redemption. We can't impress God with our knowledge. We're not going to move God with how much we think we know about Him. But if any man love God, the same is known of Him. Now this word know, known of Him. Don't let that just slip by you. The word know in the Scripture often indicates intimate experience. Adam knew his wife and a child was born. That's what this is talking about. Well, doesn't God know everybody? Not like this. Amen. Jesus even said there's going to come a day He's going to tell certain individuals, depart from Me, I never knew you. This is what we're talking about. If you love Him, He's going to interact with you and reveal Himself to you, and He's going to become more real to you. Not because you know so much, but because what? Because you love Him, and because you love Him, He has access to you and is able to work things out for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Even to make it work out for your good. Amen. When it looks like there's no way it could. Hallelujah. Anybody stirred up a little bit? Amen. John 14. Go to John 14, please. And 21. John 14, 21 says, He that has My commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves Me. And he that loves Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him and will what? Manifest Myself to him. Who's this going to happen for? Everybody? No, not going to happen for everybody. Did you know, what is it, Isaiah 45, I believe it is? It says, God is a God who hides Himself. Yeah. Well, I thought God revealed Himself. He does. Which one is true? Both. And this is what you'll get into. You ever heard people talk about, well, these scriptures contradict each other? No, honey. It just shows something you don't know. No. It is such pride to elevate your little, 30, 40, 80 year intellect above the Word of God. You're going to say that you have the intellectual power to scrutinize these words and decide they're not true. They're not right. They contradict each other. That's a lot of pride and ignorance. Humble yourself before your Creator who gives you your breath. Humble yourselves before His Word. And when you see something that you don't understand, that doesn't make sense to you, Humble yourself and say, Lord, show me this. What does this mean? I've done that for decades now. When I'd come to things, if you read the word much, you're going to come to things frequently that you'll go, okay, now this said this over here, and then this said over here. How does this fit, Lord? How does this match? How does this agree? And a lot of times I'll stop right there and just ask Him, Lord, help me to understand this. Show me what this means and how this agrees and fits with this. Because if it's your word, it has to agree. Yes. It has to be right. Amen. If it really disagrees and one contradicts the other, it's not the word of God. This Bible is not the real thing. It's a very big deal. And sometimes 10 years later, sometimes longer, I'll be going along, hadn't thought about that thing in a long time, and just come to me. I'll just sit and I'll go, oh, well, of course, no wonder. And then I get to come tell you about it. But if you want to puff yourself up and think you're so smart that you can say this book doesn't agree, then you will be in darkness. And this book will be a closed book to you. You won't be able to see it. God will actually hide Himself from you. Amen. When you don't believe in Him and you don't trust Him and you don't love Him. But if you love Him and you believe in Him, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things, when you don't see it, when you don't understand it, that's when you're in faith. If you say, well, you got to explain that to me, or I'm not going to believe it. I can't accept it. Well, you're going to stay in the dark, honey. You will stay in the dark, because that's not how it works. The Creator doesn't explain Himself to you and then you decide if you're going to accept it or not. You believe it and then you'll see it.
Amen.
You have to believe first. And oh, when you do, wonderful things will happen. He that has my commandments and keeps them, He's the one that loves me. He that loves me will be loved of my Father, and I'll love him and manifest myself to him. The Amplified says, I will show, reveal, manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. The more you love God, the more you will draw close to him, the more you will endeavor to do what he told you to do. And when you do that, you draw near to him. He will respond. He will draw near to you. He will reveal himself to you. To those that love him more and more, God gets more and more real. To those that scoff and blaspheme, to them it'll be like God does not exist. To them it'll be like there is no God, and they can waste their life and die in darkness. And as soon as they die and slip out of this body, they're going to get a shock that God was real all along. But the smart ones believe him now. Now, notice with me in this same 14th chapter here. Back up to the first part of the chapter and look at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Keep going. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Why? To what end? Verse 3. And if I go, and he just got through telling you he was, and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. If you love him, you want to be with him. If you love a person, you want to be with them. Right? You love your family. You want to be with them. You want to be around them. You want to fellowship with them. And what we're getting into now is just one of the greatest things you could ever talk about. What makes heaven heaven is not the streets of gold and the gates of pearl and the jeweled walls. Oh, that's great, I'm sure. But what makes heaven heaven? He is there. He is there. He is there. The Bible said to live in the flesh is to walk by faith and to be absent from the Lord. But to leave this body is to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord, which Paul said is far better than even being here.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because we're with Him this morning in spirit, but we're talking about being with Him as close as you and I are right now can
Hallelujah.
Touch Him.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about being 2 feet from the foot of the throne.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
We're talking about looking Jesus in the eye.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
I said it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
We're walking by faith right now.
Amen.
That qualifies us to be a part of that group later.
Amen.
But the folks that are part of His eternal family and in heaven later are not the folks that knew so much.
No. Amen. Come on.
No. You know, last week, I guess it was, we read scriptures where the most religious people of Jesus' day, the leaders of the synagogue, the doctors of the law, He told them they didn't love God.
That's right.
Isn't that bizarre? We'd call them preachers today.
Amen.
Preachers, ministers, that's right, that don't love God. He said they loved the best seats. They loved the titles. Doctor so-and-so, prophet so-and-so, they loved the high places. They loved the praise of men. They loved the flowing robes and these things. They loved being considered spiritual and being seen as righteous. But none of that is them loving God.
Amen. Come on.
Oh, friend, the more you love Him, the more real He becomes to you. And the more you want to be with Him. If you love God, nobody has to take a stick to you to get you to church.
Come on. Amen.
If you love God, nobody has to remind you 100 times, now read your chapter, read your chapter, read your chapter. Why aren't you reading your chapter? Well, it's getting quiet on me now. If you love God, nobody has to plead with you to pray. A lot of times people say, man, I put in 30 minutes of prayer today. I was able to pray for 2 hours solid. Well, what if you told somebody else that? I was able to be with my wife 2 hours without stop. Wow.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.